Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, this is Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. You've chosen wisely, because I'm Jackie Cation, your host. The websites, of course, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, if you like a determiner, and FamilyPetAncestry.com, if you like a joke that I wrote a couple of years ago, and then I bought that URL, and I pointed it at JackieCation.com. Anyway, Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song you just heard. He sang it with his wife, Sarah. He will sing words he wrote to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. And Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio. Vilmos just redid my website, JackieCation.com, and he did a real good job. Real good. There are many ways to support the show on JackieCation.com. One is the Amazon banner, which got moved in the redo of the website. There is now a tiny Amazon icon on the front page, and you can just click through to that. All it does is it brings you to Amazon, and then you order like normal. It doesn't cost any extra, but the show, Dork Forest, gets a little bit of a kickback. You can do it there, or you can go to the Support the Show tab on the website, and that brings you to both the PayPal donation button and the Support the Show Amazon banner. You can do the same thing with the Amazon banner there. You click through to Amazon, make your regular order at Amazon, and the Dork Forest gets a kickback. Or if you want to donate directly, knock yourselves out, you guys. It's October. Why not? Now's the time. And, at JackieCation.com, plenty of merch available. You can get a Dork Forest t-shirt or a Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirt, or my stand-up shirt that I'm selling these days is the Spooky Reading Girl t-shirt. They're all U.S.-made, union-made. So you can also get my CDs or DVD at JackieCation.com. All of that is streamable. You can buy copies on Amazon and iTunes, but you can also just listen to it on Pandora or Spotify. If you want the DVD, it's $10 download streamable from ComedyFilmNerds.com. ComedyFilmNerds.com does all my downloadable, and that's the DVD. You get a hard copy at my website, JackieCation.com, or you can get it, and it's called This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, because my soul is in it. This week in stand-up comedy, I'm all over the place. God knows where I am. I think it's Atlanta, D.C., and also D.C. doing a live Dork Forest. Just did one in Toronto. That's available on thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. The live ones cost a couple of bucks because they cost me a couple of bucks to make, and I pass that non-savings on to you. So I'm doing that, and then I think I'm going to Kansas City with Maria Bamford and then Des Moines. You can always check my schedule at JackieCation.com, and I think that is all the information that anyone could possibly... Let's get into the show. It's a good one. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. I'm sitting here with comedian... I'm going to fuck it up because I just call you Ahmed.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
It's Ahmed Barucha.
No, right? That's right.
There we go.
Right.
Ahmed Barucha, you guys. A-H-M-E-D-B-H-A-R-O-O-C-H-A. It'll be in the notes.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, no one else has that on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, it's just me. Actually, I have a cousin with the same exact name, and a lot of times he gets like booking requests and stuff like that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He's like, forward,
yeah,
forward.
He's like, this isn't me.
Where does he live?
He lives in Sacramento.
Mm.
My grandfather was named Ahmed Barucha, so
okay.
We're both named after him.
Oh, right. Because everybody wanted in on the will.
Yeah.
Or at least the goodwill.
He was a good guy.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have a half-hour Comedy Central special coming out, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And neat. And then your new album, which is going to be called Almond Badooty.
Almond Badooty.
Will have just dropped when this goes up.
Yeah, on iTunes.
On iTunes. And so... Ahmed, let's talk about your dorkdom. Let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
First of all, you said, I collect toys mostly. And I was like, a lot of toys. What kind of toys? So you were like...
I just love toys. Like, I love regular looking toys. Like, old toys, I guess.
Okay.
I don't like if I saw a Ninja Turtle, I wouldn't want him to have, like, a jetpack on or something.
Okay.
So and I like a lot of plain looking toys.
Plain toy.
Yeah, I guess.
Toy where action figure guy or,
yeah,
or so car truck?
A lot of Star Wars and Simpsons. Like, I love like the Simpsons ones because it's just like Homer standing there. It's not like Homer on a hot rod or something.
Right. There's no kit. There's
yeah.
no setting.
Yeah, maybe it comes with like a mug, but you could throw that out.
I think I had a Flanders as the devil one time.
Yeah, okay. It's, yeah, right. I wouldn't be as into that one, but maybe I put it up on Halloween or something.
Right. Exactly. And, just bring it out for special occasions. Well, see, for some reason, Spider-Man has lost his mind.
Yeah, I like that. See, that like looks like Spider-Man.
Oh, that's one of the best Spider-Mans ever. The articulation on that action figure. And it's, he's got magnets on his hands and feet.
Oh, that's how he's up there?
And that's how he's up there on, well, on the perfect. Lamppost. So
see, that's like my ideal toy right there.
Yeah.
Just well, Spider-Man.
Right. And there's some play value to that.
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
fact that you look over it occasionally and go, I got to fix that guy. Yeah. That guy looks like he hurts his neck.
Yeah, I have a couple that I like to put up that just won't stand up. So if like a door closes or something.
Oh, ka-chunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have like a weird relationship with them.
It's weird. Like what are your favorite ones? Like, what do you,
I have this, Star Wars one, the guy, the scout trooper on a speeder bike.
Okay.
That explodes if you press the button on the back.
Yes. Was that in a Happy Meal?
No, that was like a Kenner. It was okay. the it was new, real... there's an old version too, which I wish I would like that one.
Yeah.
But I have like the one from when it re-came, all they came back out with the toys when
right,
I was
right.
a kid.
Sure.
And so that one, I just love that one. It looks cool. I used to do little stop motion videos with it, and it was probably
oh,
the easiest.
Oh, did you do video?
Yeah, I used to take like G.I. Joes and Star yeah. Wars figures and just do stop motion stuff and clay sometimes.
People's childhood in the last 20 yeah. years have been much cooler than my own.
Yeah.
Because I would play with toys in the dirt.
Yeah.
But there's no footage.
Yeah, yeah. I was born at the perfect time where we had like a crappy little camera.
Like a little VHS-y or a little
not,
digital.
Yeah,
even.
The smaller DV. It was before digital, but like the smaller VHS. I don't
got
know what
it.
That's called.
Sort of. Yeah, they were tiny.
Yeah,
I
like, now they're just useless.
Now they're just pointless.
You can't find anything.
They're sitting in my. I was like, oh, is there a landfill? Yeah. Can I send it to China? Can they repurpose
yeah.
this? Yeah, I don't know.
So you said, yeah, you just have to press the button. Just, and, you know, there's no editing, so you're just
right.
like. Press, move, press, and then sometimes you'd watch it and it was awful.
Right.
But it was too late.
A little jerky. Yeah. yeah
or your arm was in it for like half of it and you forgot to turn it off. There's a lot of that.
A lot of like, that going on. So, did you keep any of them? Are there-
yeah, I have all of them.
You have all of them because you're like, no, they're great.
Yeah,
I
don't
look back
I don't
at them.
Think I throw out any toys. I even have like toys that are broken. I don't. Oh, I just yeah. keep them in a box.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have all of your toys or do your parents have your toys?
My mom's probably more of the person who won't throw them out. She's
yeah.
like, no, I want them for my grandkids. And I'm like, they'll have new toys by then.
Yeah.
Mom. Yeah.
And
they don't need a leg of a Ninja Turtle.
Right. So you still have old toys. Are you still getting new toys?
Yeah, I still get new toys. I usually get toys that look old, which is interesting.
That is interesting. What are you doing?
Like, I like to go to like a vintage shop and buy a little toy from
yeah.
a little glass case or something like an
okay.
old one.
Oh, like an old one.
Yeah.
And then you're just putting them on display. It's more
yeah,
of a
just
diorama
put them up
section.
On like a drawer
mm-hmm.
or like
mm-hmm.
a place where I put all my hats, put them above the hats or in the bathroom. They're all above like the sill.
Do you collect hats?
I do collect hats.
What kind of hats are you collecting?
I really like Gorin Brother hats.
Are they fedoras?
I'm not a fedora guy, but yeah, mostly like an, I actually have it in my car, but like a newsboy cap or like a golfer cap.
Okay.
I guess,
okay.
Or whatever you'd,
yeah,
like
you
whatever
like
Rosie
old...
O'Donnell wears backwards, I like to wear it forwards.
Well, I think she'd appreciate that
yeah.
she's got any input in your
yeah.
fashion choices.
Her and Samuel Jackson wear it the other way, but
yeah,
I like
they're like
it
newsboy kind
yeah.
of things, and then I don't know what they're called. And there's a brand. What is it?
Well, there's this really. There's kind of in a lot of cities. Like there's one in L.A. and
yeah.
Santa Monica, and you go to Chicago. There's one Gorin Brothers.
How do you spell that?
G-O-R-I-N.
Okay, like Gorin Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really nice hats. And I don't know if you've ever seen Jay Kroger, but his
yeah.
whole outfit is usually is every hat
Jay
he
Kroger,
gets.
Jay Kroger, local comic, also
yeah.
does the comedy
big
bureau.
Hat guy.
Big hat guy.
Yeah,
guy
he gets his
hat.
Hats from Gorin Brothers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So every hat you see him in is a Gorin Brothers hat.
And they have a wide selection, though.
Yeah,
it's not just
yeah.
newsboy hats, because he
yeah,
wears
can,
a fedora.
Yeah. He wears fedoras with feathers. You could buy feathers and stuff there, too, and put
oh,
them
to
in.
To accentuate
yeah,
your hat.
They don't usually come with the feather. You add it.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes I think of the newsboy hat as a, which I don't know that that's the, that can't possibly be.
I think
that.
People know what you're saying when you say that. Though.
Yeah, because of newsies.
The only thing is, I don't like them as fat as like a newsboy hat.
Oh, you like a flatter? No, no.
I think if it's got too much volume, you look kind of like you're trying to be a newsboy. I like
right.
to look like a grandpa or something.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I was like, I was
my grandpa
say,
used to wear them.
It's a grandpa hat.
Yeah.
And it, sometimes it feels like it's a hat that says, yeah, I'm losing my hair. But,
yeah.
But you got lots of hair.
Well, that's, you know what? I do have a lot of hair, but I've always had a lot of hair, and I'm losing it compared to...
Like
that's kind of why it's really big right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to, like, go on its last run. Like,
oh,
I'm,
right, right. We're
going to be big until it's gone. Because if you look, like when I cut my hair short, you can kind of see in the back I'm
there's a patch.
Yeah, which is sad.
Which is sad. And I think there's more women losing hair now.
Yeah.
We don't know why. I'm going to blame nitrates or fake sugar. I don't know
Monsanto.
Yeah, Monsanto. Monsanto. That's different. That's a Hispanic guy that owns Papa.
I was able to say it, but then I ate this apple. And now my brain is vulnerable.
Right, your brain is done. So okay, but you mostly get those kind of flat hats. That's your point. And how many of them do you have?
I usually lose them. So
there you go.
Yeah,
so you go through them.
I usually try to almost not wear my Gorham Brothers one because I know I'm gonna might lose it unless I go out for like a special.
And
thing.
They can be like $30 or $50.
Yeah,
I mean, or more.
Yeah, more.
Yeah, it can be a lot of money for a nice hat. Now, are the Gorham Brothers making them, or are they?
I think so. They seem all that they're the same kind of. Style.
Okay, and is it different kinds of, like, do you have a cotton one and a wool one and a nylon one or what?
I have like a green one and I go more by color.
More color. Yeah. You don't know what they're made out of.
Yeah, it's usually if it feels like it fits on my head right.
Yeah,
because even though I really like those hats, if it's slightly weird, I hate it.
Okay,
I feel like I look stupid or like if it's too fluffy around the sides.
It's an emotional decision to wear a hat.
You know, I never used to wear hats because I have such big hair.
Yeah,
and I never wore baseball caps.
Yeah,
and then once I found that I liked the way those old man hats looked on me, then I was like, oh, that's my hat.
I'm in. And because I'll wear a baseball cap, but it's mostly because my hair is out of control.
Yeah,
and I need to get it down, tap down that hair. But then there are a couple of baseball hats that I like, but then I end up wearing them, and I'm like, oh, I'm actually out in public in this, where this is not a look.
Yeah.
It's not usually a look for middle-aged white lady.
Yeah.
And so, but okay.
It's a Donald Trump look now.
It's a Donald Trump
look. I guess he doesn't have a sports hat. What is his hat called?
An idiot hat. It's that red hat with the Make America Great Again.
But yeah, that style hat is almost not a trucker hat, but it's somewhere in between a trucker hat and a baseball
hat. It's kind
of
like cap. It's
like
kind
a fisherman hat or something.
Oh, I don't know who's named it.
Yeah.
Is anyone Jackie cationed me? If
she's like a crappy hat, right? Which is kind of perfect for him.
It is perfect for him because the guy's a disaster.
It's probably a cheaply made hat.
Oh, in China. We know that it's not made in this country.
That would be amazing. And,
you'll be getting a Ranger of the Dark Forest t-shirt in Union Made here in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. It's because I will wear clothing made by toddlers.
Yeah.
I am unwilling to sell clothing made by toddlers.
That's good. That's probably how we should all be.
It's as much as I can do.
Yeah.
I would love to
If everyone stopped selling it. No one could buy it.
Right. It was. It would at least be a step in a direction.
Yeah.
Correct direction? Yeah. Sure. Whatever. So try to sell the crap that's made locally, you guys. You can do it. You can do it. You live in England?
I have one of them and I like it.
Good, you got the green material. One, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they last. That's the good thing about them, too, is that they're – like some people really like those the American Apparel ones.
Yeah.
And they're really – Maria said, because she just got new T-shirts. Her T-shirt says, Maria Bamford supports me in my journey.
Yeah.
It's the greatest T-shirt in the world. and then, though, it used to just have monsters on the bottom of it with luggage. Like they were on a journey.
Yeah.
And then the new one had monsters going down like the right side and they didn't have luggage, but there were more of them.
Yeah.
And now it's almost all monsters. And I think the writing is on the bottom of the shirt. Yeah. And you're like, you have a monster shirt.
Yeah.
Why does it have to say anything? It's an awesome
she just
liked monster
the drawing
shirt.
Of the monster.
She just wants monsters on the shirt. And this one is like three different. Anyway, but she got it in a heavier. I don't know if she got this Bayside Union one, but she said she likes it because it's heavy. You can wash it. The other shirts, they tend to blow away.
Yeah, they just disintegrate.
She was like, the American Apparel, they just kind of blow.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure they have a brick on them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the t-shirt you're wearing? It looks like a theme.
A t-shirt of a movie my sister made. She made a movie and I designed her helmets for her.
Oh, okay.
I took like old hockey helmets of mine and I glued on like buttons and wires and
some
LED lights. Yeah. So you put the helmet on and it erases your memory and you watch movies again for the first time.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It was starring Ron Funches and Matt Bronger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good cast. And those two guys would love to watch movies again.
Yeah, you can watch it on Vimeo. Movie Mind Machine.
Is the name of her movie?
Yeah.
Movie Mind Machine
movie
on
Mind
Vimeo,
Machine,
you guys.
By Maureen Barucha.
by Maureen Baruchia. And I'm talking to Ahmed, who, Almond Badoudi. What does that mean?
It's kind of two mispronunciations of my name.
Oh. Well, it's been great having you on, yeah. Almond Badoudi.
Someone once at the Comedy Store brought me up as Almond Birdshit. I wanted to name it that, but I didn't want to put the bird shit in the title.
Right, because then you're like, now I have an album called Bird Shit.
Yeah.
So,
so I was tempted for that. And I was like, eh. People who don't know me will be like, I'm not going to listen to an album about bird shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Someone once told me that I reminded them of a female Dennis Franz,
okay.
Who was the guy from Hill Street Blues
in the 90s. Yeah.
80s maybe even. And I was like, not out loud. You don't have to say everything out loud. It's an inside your head voice. And you used to collect DVDs.
Yeah,
speaking
I used
of movies,
to love to have DVDs of things I loved.
I got a lot of DVDs of things I love.
Really?
Yeah.
I
what are you doing?
I don't do any. I used to do like every comedy album I liked in a DVD and a lot of comedy.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
oh, so you've been a comedy
Ring the
fan.
Pain. Yeah, I was a huge comedy. That's like one thing I didn't want to write on there was comedy because it's like, oh, I'm sure every comedian likes
right.
comedy.
We can all talk about comedy for a thousand. Yeah. Yeah
but that's probably where a lot of my nerdness would come from would be watching albums, and especially before I did comedy.
Right. Well, it's the funny thing is I get almost all of my political information from comics.
Yeah, me too. And that's why I also put politics. But I was like, ooh, I'm probably mostly uninformed.
Right. It's like I get some information, yeah. And then I'll go down a rabbit hole if it sounds interesting. And then
I was on one of those this morning.
What happened?
I post
it's 2 weeks from now, but
it'll still be probably relevant, but. I just posted this political cartoon of Donald Trump saying, America's not great. And everyone's like, yay. And then Colin Kaepernick saying, America's not great. And everyone going, boo.
Oh, right.
And it really incited a lot of strangers to start writing on it. And usually I ignore those people.
Yeah.
I just started responding and then I couldn't stop. Like once you start, you're like,
that's it.
You think this? And you're like, why am I? Then after a while, you're like, what? Who am I talking to? I don't even know who this is.
I don't even know you.
They're not going to believe, like,
they're not going
to. They start saying things where you're like, if you believe that, nothing I can say to you is going to talk you down.
I mean, both of those guys are living a pretty sweet life.
Yeah.
So we could listen to both of them or listen to neither of them.
Yeah.
And
the outrage of Colin Kaepernick is what I it's fine to disagree with them, but the outrage of
the outrage.
How dare you sit down?
It's a little disproportionate, and it's a song. So it's
a flag, and it's not a real person.
And if you believe in the freedom of this,
that's what I think
president.
Is the most beautiful thing about it is that people are so angry about someone not standing for a thing that is supposed to stand for people not having to stand for.
You know,
things
I
don't believe in.
I'm from a small factory town in Wisconsin, and some woman on there's a nostalgia page on Facebook, and I like it. I like a nostalgia page. I enjoy nostalgia. Tell me about your soapbox collection.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you used to run through the woods and not run into flashers. That's good times. And, so this woman, there's been a sort of a plethora of people going, when it was safe to walk around South Milwaukee. And I'm like, still safe, still not as safe. As long as you're not naked with money taking your ass, I think you're good. And because I just talked to all the kids, I did a weird assembly at my old high school for 350 kids who clearly wanted to get out of class.
Yeah.
And they're like, who is she? And so I was like, you guys still not wanting to go home and wandering around our small town?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's what we do after school. We wander around trying not to go home. Because, you know, everybody has two jobs in South Milwaukee. And so there's nobody home except your older brother who may or may not want to torment you.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I think I'll just take a lap around this 4-square-mile town. But this woman lost her mind, and she was talking about the flag and all these things. And I was like – and how she didn't like – and I just essentially knee-jerk responded with that line of, you love America. You claim to love America, but you don't love Americans.
Yeah, and your flag represents whatever you want it to, but other people can't have their flag –
The same flag.
My flag represents you being able to shut up. Like what? That's not what my flag.
That's not what it's.
That's what's wrong about obsessing with a flag is a flag can't speak. It can't say anything. It's just like.
No.
It's just this
not
thing.
Even in that cartoon. Yeah. That after school special. It's rock business. So what are your favorite? Did you keep it? Did you purge your DVDs?
No, I still have them. I still keep them out, but I just don't buy them anymore, I think.
Right. I was collecting all the Marvel movies.
Okay.
And then
it
got ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, there's just too many of them. And I'm like, Well, I mean, the best one was where I watched them all until the Avengers came out.
Yeah.
I would just do a What I like about a DVD that's better than a streaming is that you can fast forward.
Yeah. And streaming, usually has special features too, which I miss.
Yeah, I miss the special features.
It's not as common anymore, I think.
I got Fury Road, and the special features are pretty great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should start collecting DVDs again, though, just to get the special features.
What's the last one you got?
It might have been Christmas Story, just to have it.
Wow.
Not Christmas Story. Christmas Vacation.
I was going to say Christmas Story. They play it for 24 hours.
I just have never been able to find it on TV.
Except for
where can you get
it? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, it's Abby's favorite Christmas movie, so we watch it every Christmas. And now it's one of my favorites. I never watched it when I was a kid.
Right. Were you raised Christian?
Yeah, I was. Okay. I had Christmases. I was mostly Catholic. My mom's Catholic. My dad's Muslim, but my dad was more laxed about it.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the Muslims I know are laxed.
Laxed, yeah.
Yeah, they're lapsed Muslims. And then I know a couple who are into it.
Yeah.
And, but it's almost like the Christians I know, too.
Yeah.
There's like, I know a couple that are into it that I still talk to, and a couple that are into it that I don't talk to. And, you know, So Christmas is fine. Your mom was into it?
I'm a big fan of Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of, especially if you're like into dork stuff, it's like you can get really dorky about Christmas.
Halloween's right around the corner.
Yeah,
here.
Ooh, yeah. That's the best time of the year.
It's all beginning.
Yeah, I know. Excited. Every CVS has like a aisle already.
Yeah, it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
Andy likes to do it 2 weeks out. We never didn't do a lot of Halloween stuff when I was a kid. Andy, who is a giant nerd and dork about cosplay and LARPing and all these things, is like, okay, well, we got to start organizing. And then he sends away to speaking of buying Chinese stuff, he sends away to Oriental Trading Company.
Yeah.
So we don't give away candy. We give away tiny toys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but they're usually just eyeballs and then people might be eating on accident. Right. There might be some gummy fangs.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, there should be some shitty
candy.
That shapes cool.
This seems like a good do you guys give out
candy
here? We get
hundreds of kids. Yeah.
Yeah. This is like a perfect kind of Halloween neighborhood.
Yeah, it is good. A lot of our neighbors bail on it, but people know. So that we have at least, Andy likes to keep track. We always get over 100 kids.
Wow.
Are
there a lot of kids in this neighborhood, or do they come to this neighborhood?
No, this is kind of a young family neighborhood, so it's kind of nice, which is good because I haven't seen that. I don't have to dress up to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Echo Park.
Okay. So
probably not a lot of Halloween kids.
No, you got a lot of goths, probably.
Yeah.
A lot of sexy goths, possibly, happening. So what are your, like, five favorite DVDs that you can think of?
Like, I'd say my Lord of the Rings ones. I love not only the movies, but I love the bindings of those ones. I've ever seen those with, they kind of look like books.
Yeah, yeah.
Just me, like, I wish I was more of a reader, so maybe that's...
Oh, probably, that's
ooh,
it.
Look at that. At least I watch a movie that was a book.
Exactly. Do you have all the Harry Potters, too?
I have all the books.
Okay. You don't have all the movies.
I'm not as big of a... I like the movies, but not as much as I like the books, which is... I'm a person that's heard that my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm not a big reader. And that might be the only time I'm like, yeah,
I get
it.
You just said the thing. You said the thing. Well done. Yeah. I have both. I have the English version of the Harry Potter books on that top shelf.
Oh, I've never... I don't know if I've... Maybe I have read those ones.
It's just color spelt with a U.
Okay.
They're calling sweaters jumpers.
Oh, actually, no. I must be the American ones if it's... Wait, the English ones are the ones that say, like, Philosopher's Stone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I haven't read that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's they're the same, except for... And even by the third book, she's like, they'll figure out what a jumper is.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. And so... But I love Harry Potter. You said you were rereading it.
Yeah,
Let's jump around all the dorkdoms.
Yeah, well, Harry Potter is, I wish I was more of a reader, but Harry Potter is the one book that I've read like a billion times.
Just, yeah.
When I start it, it's kind of like just a good waterfall of, I want to keep going.
Yeah.
It's really easy to read.
Yep.
And it's funny.
It's a simple read. It's smart and funny. And it kind of
still makes me cry every once in a while. Like,
sure.
Even just the random moments.
Yeah, even though you know it's coming, and even though you're like, no, it's still sad.
Yeah,
but
not even like someone dying or something. It's usually just someone saying something nice to another person.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Yeah,
like someone like Mrs. Weasley will say something nice to Harry, and I'll be like, oh.
She loves him. Good. She does love him. That's her boy. And so did you think that Harry belonged with Hermione, or were you happy with Ginny?
Yeah, I was happy with Ginny. I was kind of disappointed when she said that. I was like, oh, that's...
Well, I wish you would stop saying stuff, but because we're
like the George Lucas thing.
We're still doing it, and Andy really wanted Harry to get with Luna.
I would have liked that.
That would have been awesome,
but not Hermione. I liked that it wasn't Hermione.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like that would have almost diminished Hermione.
Right, because Hermione didn't need to.
She didn't have to be the like love interest.
Right,
she is
the alpha.
Yeah,
yeah. She's
and that's why it was great that she got Ron, because it's like, yeah, Ron.
Ron is the loyal, good guy.
Yeah.
Ron's just a good guy.
Yeah.
And so, yes, she should pick a nice man.
Yeah.
That is not going to, you know, he's going to be a little weird, but...
yeah, and I like that Harry and Hermione never were interested. I thought that was kind of made... It was a great female character to not have to be...
Yeah.
The lead woman who's also falling in love with the lead man.
Yeah, the chosen one. It doesn't. Yeah. They don't have to end up together. So it's kind of... Spoiler alert, guys. on the end of Harry Potter books.
Get on board.
Get on board. And but the Philosopher's Stone... Like, there's things that I love about each book, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, like in the Sorcerer's Stone... When he says, death is the next great adventure.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest lines.
Dumbledore is probably the main reason why I read it over and over again, because I want to be... I was telling Abby, I was like, I want to be Dumbledore. She's like, wait, you want to be a wizard? I'm like, no, like the other parts. Like the parts where he's just like cool in front
you
of his enemies.
You wouldn't turn down being a wizard.
Yeah, yeah. But not the magic. I like just the way he interacts with like
He seems like a decent adult.
Even when he's talking to Voldemort, he never loses his cool. He's just like...
No.
Okay, Tom, how are you?
It's a little Hillary talking to Trump.
Yeah.
You know? She's just like, no, I see what you think you're saying.
I can see a Dumbledore shimmy.
I can see.
He kind of does shimmy, I think. Like, there's one point where they all try to arrest him, you know, and he just kind of gets them all down.
Right.
Like one fell swoop.
He's very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Voldemort. And then, but yeah, there's always the good ones about, you know, like, it doesn't matter how you're raised.
Yeah.
You know, that's another great line of Dumbledore's. It doesn't matter.
He's like Jesus.
Right. He's a little...
People should start following Dumbledore's
No,
religion.
He would hate that. He would loathe that. He doesn't want any part of that. And I think Harry would have been the Messiah.
Yeah.
So it's... and then... yeah.
I also like how that he does have flaws, where he is like a little too arrogant and a little too controlling.
Oh, Dumbledore?
Yeah. I think you kind of see that towards the end, and Harry's mad at him for all those things and keeping him in the dark about so many things.
Right, because he was a human child at one time.
Yeah.
Where he was like, no, I know things.
Yeah.
And then he fell in love with
the other wizard.
With the dark wizard.
That was the one thing I did like when she came back and said that. That was kind of cool.
Dumbledore was gay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is some of it feels like she's just doing it to be a button pusher.
Yeah, yeah.
Where she's like, it's done.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm done writing those books.
Yeah.
But if someone else wants to write The Cursed Child, sure, I'll take a check. And but I heard that I was speaking to one of the guys who designs he used to be a Disney Imagineer, and now he's in charge of the parks for Universal.
Oh, I just went to Harry Potter Land.
Did you go to the one here?
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, did you go during the week or a weekend? And did you go after Labor Day?
A weekday before Labor Day.
Crowded? Not crowded?
Wasn't too crowded, no.
I think people think it's going to be much more crowded than it is. So
yeah.
So they're kind of freaking out.
Not crowded at all then, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Disneyland, Universal Studios is nothing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because we got tickets. We're just sitting on them.
I mean, I haven't been in a long time, so maybe it's gotten more crowded.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. It might be if we go during like early in the day, before the Halloween nights kind of thing starts.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be fine.
If you beat the kids that are in school. Wait, what?
Right. The kids are in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you like Harry Potter Land? How was it?
I was a little disappointed. I think it was really cool, but, I thought like the rides I thought the rides weren't.
There was only
cool.
two.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they were kind of obviously for kids, but
there's other ones at the Orlando one.
Yeah, I want to go to that one. That one looks like it might be a little bit more intense.
It was very much intense. It was good. It was really good. And but there are only five. It's a giant mall, is what it is.
And the mall part is cool.
The mall part is amazing.
Like the stuff you want it to look like, and the butterbeer is my favorite thing of it.
It tastes exactly like it's supposed
to.
Yeah, yeah. It's The stores, I guess, are really small.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He said that she's
to
that
make it look like
J.K. Rowling said that she crowded. Wanted it to have no that it had to have that small British village look
that's
to it.
Perfect.
And Steve, my buddy who works at Universal, was like, "Yeah, that's great. We're hoping to get 100,000 people a year in. It's not great when we can't get 100,000 people to be in the and." It is.
But to me, it actually, because they're small, it makes it feel like you're in Harry Potter. Because whenever he's in those areas,
right,
they're
she's
jam-packed
right.
with
she's
people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Diagon Alley and Nocturne Alley. I am having some coughing issues.
Oh.
So I'm going to go get some more water.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a story about your favorite toy or DVD, or I'll get you more water.
Yeah. Let's see. One of my favorite toys.
Go for it. In a dorky way.
I've never been the only person on a radio podcast before. It's interesting. You really have to talk to yourself. I have this Rancor that I like from Star Wars. He's really cool. He's very scary looking, but I put a little Christmas hat on him during the holidays, and he looks cute. So that's why I like Star Wars and Christmas. What other toys do I have? I have a Breaking Bad one with Jesse and Walter.
You have a Breaking Bad toy?
Yeah, it's really cool. I actually went to the place I used to buy toys when I was a kid, and they had both of them in their little yellow outfits, whatever you want to call those. Those are actually the ones that won't stay standing. Those are frustrating ones.
But they're amazing?
Yeah. They just kind of look simple.
And do they look like the actors?
They do a good job?
They
do. I like it when it's nice and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bulky. That was like the one thing I didn't like about the Star Wars when they re-came out. Everyone was huge and buff. Luke just has got a huge chest.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. But I don't know if they got rid of that this time around.
That's weird. Yeah.
And even Leia is like jacked.
Well, I'm so glad that everybody's doing sit-ups and lifting weights.
Like her in her slave outfit from Jabba.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be a sexual thing. She just like got huge buff.
Right.
Like,
right.
What's happening?
Why is she welcome to the gun show?
Yeah.
And this, I don't know where I got this, but
ooh, that's cool.
It came with a sticker. It's essentially a horned box headed dude.
Yeah.
And maybe I put them together, but he has male pattern baldness.
Ooh, I really like that, if you could put it together.
And I give him a tie, and he reminds me of my chemistry teacher from high school.
Was he an angry teacher?
Mr. Magus. He was grumpy looking, but he was super nice.
My chemistry teacher was like that, too.
He looked like a pill.
Yeah.
And but he was
mine looked like a toad.
Did he?
Yeah, just like a long mouth.
Oh, a tall toad?
No, like a long, skinny, like
we had a
wide
long,
mouth, maybe.
We had a long, wide mouth.
Yeah.
You had like a toad mouth?
Toad mouth, wrinkles, mm-hmm. old balding, glasses.
And nobody ever commented on that because, you know, nobody's more sensitive than a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we did give that guy hell.
Yeah, that guy.
But he was pretty, put up with it a lot.
He put up with it and was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He you could tell he loved to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Because he ribbed people and...
Yeah, gave his good
when
as
he caught you cheating, it was like he kind of made a thing of it. Kind of... He almost like fought back and forth. And I wasn't cheating. And he's like, hey... I saw you. Like,
right.
It almost became funny.
Oh, wow. Where'd you go to college? Where'd you go to high school?
That high school was in Rhode Island, North Smithfield.
Did you grow up in Rhode Island?
I moved there when I was 16.
Okay.
So I was born in California, in Santa Barbara, California. And then when I was 16, my mom, who's from Rhode Island, wanted to move back with her parents
because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they're getting older.
Sure.
And so we did.
And right. Then, and that's what that was like for 2 years.
Yeah. And for 10 years, actually. I went to high school and there for 2 years and then went to college and...
In Rhode Island?
That's where I started comedy.
Oh, wow. A lot of comedy in Rhode Island?
No, it's really awful. I would go up to Boston. Like, eventually, I discovered Boston.
Yeah.
Which is like an hour away. But I would go up there like 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Just to do comedy that's not in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. The jewelry capital of the world.
Yeah.
It's not the comedy capital of the world.
It's weird because it's got a pretty... Providence is really cool and artsy, but the mm-hmm. comedy scene doesn't reflect that.
Right, it's different kinds of art.
Yeah. Well, he's got like the RISD and Brown and
what's that?
Those are two. Like RISD is a really great art school.
Mm.
My grandmother went there, but
neat.
It's also just really respected in the art community, I think.
Yeah.
And then Brown is like an Ivy League, I think.
Oh, Brown. Brown.
They're
like
both next to each other. So
yeah,
almost
Brown
like,
University.
Yeah, it's just kind of this cool. If you do comedy over there, it is kind of cool because you get these like artsy students from RISD, kind of some smarter guys from Brown, and then whatever else is in Providence.
Right.
But then everywhere else is like pretty... pretty like blue collar kind of
rural,
like yeah.
I was in Vermont at the Burlington, the Vermont Comedy Club, Burlington, Vermont, and just moments out of Burlington, it gets super blue collar, and because Burlington is not Burlington, is a bunch of hippies and baristas.
Yeah, Burlington's awesome.
Burlington is
it's where Bernie's like, from, right?
Or yeah, it's where Bernie's from. It's like sitting inside a gravy boat of politics and soothing. They're like, yes, kale chips.
Yeah.
Yes, how can I? Yes, that is gluten-free and also vegan, but kind of tasty. the food's pretty good too. My favorite town though of that size, like Burlington, Vermont was great, but I also like Bloomington, Indiana. Have you been to Bloomington?
I've never been. I want to go.
They have a street that is all just old houses that are different ethnic food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like an Indian restaurant and an Afghani restaurant. And
wow.
Yeah, like
I get
like,
really excited when there's ethnic foods in the Midwest.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It is nice when you're in the middle of nowhere and you're like, is that a Tibetan restaurant? There's one in Madison, Wisconsin.
Really?
A Nepal.
I did find the food in Madison was really good. There was a lot of options.
Did you do comedy on State?
I did. That's where I recorded my album.
Mm. Which, by the way, is called Almond Badoodie.
Almond Badoodie.
And I'm talking to Ahmed Barucha. Barucha. Mm-hmm.
Barucha.
Yeah. Why am I making it harder? That's what I think.
My theory is that it's the first H throws everyone off.
There you go.
You get to the H and you're like, ugh. Why is that there?
I'm going to bail.
Yeah.
I'm going to bail on whatever's
happening. Which I think
we
actually added along the way.
Oh, really?
Something that's not originally in that name, I think.
Like Ellis Island took something out and then they're like, we're going to put some more business in there.
My dad was born in Burma, but they're ethnically Indian. The name Barucha is Indian.
Right.
But I think when they moved to Burma or some point, they wanted to fit in. And I think there's a lot of H's in that language. And they're like,
put an H
shove
in.
Shove an H in there. No one will know.
They won't even notice. Excellent. Barucha. There we go. I've spelled it out phonetically like I should have a half an hour ago. There's an idea. So you said you also like food. I like eating and cooking.
I love food. Oh, I do love cooking. Yeah, if I wasn't a comic, I think I would be a cook. Chef.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken classes?
Or I've only taken one class. I wish I took more. And if I can go back to school, I'd probably go to culinary
school.
Study
to be a chef?
Because most of it's just self-taught. My grandmother was a great cook, so she taught me some stuff. And,
right.
You know, watching YouTube. YouTube is amazing
way
to learn how to cook and just doing it a lot.
What are your favorite do you have a particular YouTube channel you follow for recipes?
There's one guy that does Indian food good. I wish I could remember his name. He's got a turban on and he's really cool. But I just like his – I usually like the way that if I kind of follow his – and I actually never watch one though. I never follow an actual –
recipe?
Video.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll watch, like, I want to make chicken tikka or something or like ravioli. I'll just YouTube making ravioli and kind of watch a bunch in a row.
Yeah.
Kind of see kind of the different ways everyone's doing it. It's like, oh, this guy's.
That's a good idea.
Heating them up the onions first, or this person's doing it after.
Mm-hmm.
And this person really thinks that salt is important.
What is chicken tikka?
Chicken tikka, it's kind of a very vague, term. It's almost like saying barbecue chicken.
Okay. I thought that was tandoori.
Yeah. You can.
Because tikka's Indian, right?
Tikka's Indian, yeah.
Okay.
But like a lot of people know tikka from the curry, tikka tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
Masala is spice, means spices, but
usually
translates to a curry.
Okay.
Somehow.
Sure.
And then also, I never knew the terms growing up. My grandmother would just cook it in our house and we'd eat things.
She's like, oh, we're having chicken.
Then you go to an Indian restaurant and you're like, oh, it's called that. So I learned in a really weird way.
Yeah, so she didn't even have any names for it.
She's
like, it's called dinner.
Yeah.
Just fucking eat it. And
she had names, but it was like a grandmother's name. Like, oh, you want, what was one? Goshen Khana, which just means meat and rice.
Yeah.
But I think that the gosh is just the meat, but there was a certain kind of meat that she was making.
Yeah.
And if you went to an Indian restaurant, if I knew what the one that she was, I order like.
Is it a lamb?
Yeah. You know,
like a lamb thing.
I don't know. I wish I knew. She was very secretive. She only taught me things.
Yeah.
But still didn't teach me everything. She would always leave an ingredient out.
Wow.
Because she was really, she didn't want anyone to be able to replace her.
Well, that's, I mean, that's it. I mean, a lot of people get like their sense of self, especially older ladies.
For her, for sure.
And older immigrant ladies. Yeah. My grandmother was, but she was like, no. No, it's. I just want you to like mine the best.
Yep.
But I will tell you how to make this because I'm going to die.
I think sometimes she would notice me putting in a thing that I figured out she left out.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would call. She'd be like, "Why are you putting that in there?"
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds hilarious. That sounds perfect. Yeah. I would wrap sarma, which are not called sarma by anyone. It just means wrap in Turkish.
Yeah, exactly.
And but it's dolmades is what the Armenians call them here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a grape leaf with either meat or non-meat. And she would also call the non-meat sarma yalanchi sarma, which is Turkish for liar. Because there's no meat in it. Yeah. You just got screwed. And you're like, what? Anyway, so, but we would make sarma and she would make them in lots of a thousand, right? And so we'd make them. And then if she'd see one that wasn't wrapped right, she goes, oh, that one's yours. I didn't wrap it. You wrapped that one. You clearly.
So can you do it? Can you make them like hers?
Yeah, I can make. Yeah, I'm okay with sarma. I can also make manta, which here in Armenian land is called manti.
Okay.
And they look like little wing nuts.
Mm.
They're essentially, you know how everybody has a dumpling?
Yeah.
Armenian dumplings are.
Yeah, ours are kind of like samosa, which she used to make.
Which, yeah. Now, how big are they?
Well,
how big
she would make a small samosa. Her samosas look different than the samosa you get. They're actually more like a Burmese samosa because she grew up in Burma, which has a lot of Indian food, but hers is a little bit more Burmese. The Burmese use like a thinner, tiny, almost like a spring roll paper.
Not a wonton wrapper, but a spring roll.
Exactly. So sometimes you go to an Indian restaurant, mostly in America, and you get the ones that are the big ones.
Yeah.
That look, like a, almost like dough.
Yeah.
Hers are thin, thin. And she would, I try to make them and they're so,
difficult.
Yeah. She just had tiny little hands that could make these.
Right. And she had made thousands and tens of thousands. Exactly.
And she could make them while watching TV.
Right.
I'm like in my kitchen with like a thousand, like I got a napkin over here so I could wipe my finger off. And
yeah. Yeah. There's this thing called boreg in the Armenian and there's two kinds of boreg. There's sort of a thicker phyllo dough that is then deep fried with cheese and spinach in it. Oh. Or it is the layered, sort of looks like a baklava, but there's cheese in between it all. And I tried to make the baked one.
Like the baklava one.
Yeah, like the baklava one, boreg. And I brought it and I made it and I brought it and my stepmom and my grandma were sitting around. My grandma tried it and she said it was, this is good. Did you make your own phyllo dough? And I go, no, I did not. I did not make my own. And she goes, it'd be better if you made your own phyllo dough.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
My stepmother was like, she has a job, Ma. She has a job. And your job was making phyllo dough.
Yeah. With my relatives, I always make, because I kind of know the things she used to make.
Yeah.
But she never would tell most people. So I'll try to do it. And obviously it's not as good as her.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, not as like hers.
No.
So
like, but did you appreciate the 3 hours that I spent?
Yeah.
Cause they're always three
hours. Like, it's pretty good still, I think.
It's peasant food, but it's like the most labor intensive, amazing. Oh. Yeah.
And yeah, actually, I think since she's passed away too, it's like almost like a tension thing with like another cousin who's a cook.
Oh, okay.
Who she didn't really get to learn from her that much.
Ah.
She'll always be watching me in a kitchen and be like, oh, that's what you do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, just let me, you're going to eat it and turn it into poop. So calm down.
Right. But you guys should join, forces with your cousin.
I would. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Right. Wow. You're a little bit more like your grandma than I thought.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
What about your sister? Your sister wasn't as interested?
No. Or? Well, I was kind of, I don't like this, but I was like the favorite on just by default because I was the first boy.
Right.
And I was named after her husband.
Right.
And my sister's
not
the oldest
fault.
Girl. Yeah. And she just got the shit end of the stick.
Over and over.
Still is still bothering her today. You know, most of her issues
and
are
will.
From that.
And yes. Yeah. I have four older brothers.
Yeah.
And then my sister was born and my grandmother has been known to say more than once, finally, someone to take care of the boys. To my sister. And my sister said, you're thinking of someone else.
Yeah. Which is funny because my sister gave her... She probably did the most for her and also gave her the most shit. So they were almost like very much like each other.
Right.
In that they were strong women.
Right.
My grandmother is way more like stubborn and Maybe they're both.
Because she was 100.
But yeah.
Too.
And a little bit more ignorant or more like she did a lot of things that were bad.
Yeah.
Just to everyone in general. She was just a hard lady.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, sometimes when we get old, we become assholes.
Yeah.
Because we think we've earned it.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope. Chad Daniels does a great joke about racism and his grandmother and the fact that someone said, well, it was a different time.
Yeah.
You know, she grew up in a different time.
Yeah.
And Chad Daniels goes, yeah, but she's grown up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no longer that time.
Yeah.
She's an adult.
She
so she knows better. She knows better than that. So what are your do you just go out?
To eat?
Yep. It says, I love eating and cooking, mostly Indian, Thai, Burmese, Mexican, and anything spicy.
Yes. Love spicy food. Actually, my wife will make fun of me because I'll put like a couple peppers in my pocket.
What?
So that if I like eat, I'll add a little spice to it. Just a little bite of a Thai chili pepper.
A Thai chili pepper in your pocket.
Yeah.
Just loose.
Yeah. They're really portable, you know?
They really are. Because it's just a Thai.
In a jacket pocket, you know? So it's like, not with your keys or anything.
Like you've somehow ended up at a Denny's inadvertently, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you're like, I'm just going to add some spice
to
this. Yeah,
it's so bland, I need to spice up my mouth.
But doesn't... Beyonce, maybe? Carrying some, pepper?
Hillary Clinton does it.
And Hillary Clinton, those guys, carrying some hot sauce in their...
Yeah.
I was like, why are you out? Why didn't you stay in and cook? It's a... You know, Hugo's is a restaurant, and I've told this story before, but my favorite thing about Hugo's is they have a big sign on their restaurant door that says, no outside food or beverages.
Yeah.
And I thought it meant just kind of Starbucks, right? You know, you go in with your Starbucks, and you're like, wrap it up. You're at someone else's. Buy another cup of coffee if you want a cup of coffee, or finish your coffee and then go in. That is not what they're talking about. That is what they're talking about. But they're also talking about people who they have brought their own food and want the cook to make it because it's Los Angeles. And they're like,
I have these kelp noodles.
Right. I'm only eating. And you're like, don't come out.
No, that's
ridiculous. Are you Barbara Streisand?
Mine's very discreet. Mine, no one will ever know except for my wife. Just take a bite. Did you just need a pepper out of your pocket?
That is crazy talk. And I like it. I like it a lot. And the pepper, the hot pepper. So that's your pepper of choice, the Thai pepper?
It's one of my favorites. I like a habanero. It depends on what I'm eating. Like I love Tabasco sauce, but only in very specific things. Like I love it in clam chowder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just adds like a nice... Some people hate Tabasco because it's so...
Right.
Doesn't taste
there's
like...
Tabasco and then there's Sriracha.
Yeah.
Which is... really excited research.
I know. I'm not that into sriracha, unfortunately.
That's
I like
right.
it on some things, but
yeah,
it's not really spicy, actually.
It doesn't need to be on everything.
Yeah.
It's fine
yeah.
for what it is.
It's a little too sugary.
Sometimes there is sugar. Tabasco is more vinegary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I like it in like a clam cheddar. It like kind of cuts through the cream a little bit.
Okay.
Or like a TV dinner. Something really crappy. Tabasco's the best.
Oh, yeah. That'll hide something.
Yeah.
How about a jalapeno?
I do love jalapeno. I prefer a serrano, which is kind of like a jalapeno.
Yeah.
It's like a thinner, you know, the serrano.
I do not.
It kind of tastes similar to jalapeno. It's a little spicier normally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It just brings it up a notch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a Thai restaurant in this neighborhood that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so hot that they have a raw blue crab salad that is amazing.
Yeah.
Ordered it. The waitress said, Americans don't usually like that.
Yeah.
If you could not order that and then complain at me.
Thai people are the most like wary of American customers.
I worked at a Chinese restaurant and the wait staff would be like, no, you shouldn't order that because you're going to complain.
I look very white and I feel like I always have to try to convince the Thai people
because
Burma's right next to Thailand. So I'm used to that kind of food and I'm just like, no, trust me, I'll eat this spicy, weird thing.
Yeah. So, well, what we said was we promised to pay for it in any case.
Yeah.
And they gave it to us. And it was too spicy. Some people like spicy.
People get angry at why they're like, why do you even like it? It doesn't taste like anything. But I think after years of eating spicy.
Right.
The tolerance just goes away.
So you can feel more flavors in it.
Yeah.
Just
it's
naturally.
Not just burning. But I do like a little burn. I don't want to burn so much where it's painful.
Yeah.
I want it just right before that.
Interesting. And but the threshold is much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, one of Andy's friends, he's been on the show, Michael Everson, talked about fonts, and it was great. But we went to that Thai restaurant, and he said to the waitress, because she said, "How hot do you want?" And he said, "Well, I just got back from Thailand." And so she was like, "Okay." And then she came back and he was crying.
Yeah.
Because, and he choked it down because he has a great deal of pride.
Yeah.
But
they say that the reason people who like spicy food like it is because it's actually, it releases endorphins.
Okay.
Because it's your body trying to cope.
Okay.
So it's kind of like another, you're getting drug? High. Yeah.
It's another way to get high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. It's what about, are you mostly the person who cooks in your family?
Yeah.
With you and your wife?
Yes, for sure.
So what are some of your favorite dishes to make?
I'm actually going to make it this week, but I'm making a healthier version of it. But it's my grandmother's like go-to dish. The one that I'll like eat till the day I die is a Burmese dish called Ono Kausware.
Ono Kausware.
Which it's like a chicken gravy broth with ginger and coconut.
Okay.
Milk.
Wow.
And then you put like noodles in it. I like to put vermicelli noodles,
but okay.
kind of traditionally with egg noodles.
Right.
My relatives remind me that. Well,
every
time. That's not the traditional way. But I like vermicelli noodles in it. And then I put some cilantro, some lemon, some red onion.
So it's
some fried onions in there.
Are you making it in a big pot? It's a slow dish.
It's kind of the dish I'm trying to slowly master.
Okay.
I made it on the day she died. Which I think that was like the best I ever made it, but like kind of we use the chicken bones. You slowly cook it so that the juice from the bones kind of comes into the broth.
Is it a whole chicken in a pot?
Yeah. Well, she used to almost only exclusively use like the leftover pieces of the chicken, like the ribs and some people don't like that because you got all the bones in your soup. So I kind of try to do a mix between the two.
Yeah.
I use the bones, but I put some regular meat in there too.
Right.
But hers tasted the best because it was the bones. The bones is like, I found is where most of the flavor is.
That's where most of the flavor is. So,
especially in a soup.
Right. So is it a broth soup or is there dairy?
It's thick. It's coconut milk.
Okay.
But then you thicken it with gram flour or chickpea flour.
Okay.
So it's gluten free actually, which I found out. So I almost would want to open a restaurant and serve that in LA because you don't have to change
it to make it gluten free. Get
yourself a truck. Yeah. So it naturally is just a gluten free soup, except for the noodles, of course. But that's an easy change.
Right. Or don't have noodles.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's very gingery, coconutty, and then lemony. You put a little lemon at the end and crushed red chili pepper.
And it's called Ono Kausware.
Yeah, it's similar. It very, very feels like a Thai dish. Feels like a Thai curry almost.
Okay.
In noodle form. Kind of like ramen.
Oh, nice. Well, I don't – Andy really likes coconut milk and stuff. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's – you're going to make
you
that?
You maybe wouldn't know it in this one.
Right, because it's not overwhelming. It's an ingredient, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love chicken, so a chicken soup that I will look into.
Yeah, you should.
Because why not?
You can get a good version in Grand Central Market. It's more of a Thai version, but there's a place called Sticky Rice, which has Ono Kausware.
Okay.
Really good.
There. Excellent. That's cool. What else? What else do you like making for?
I love making fish tacos. My family used to own a Mexican restaurant when I was a kid, and I loved the fish tacos there, so I've recreated those a bunch.
Are they breaded or are they?
No, they're not breaded. They're like salmon. I mean, not salmon, swordfish.
Okay.
And kind of slightly saute them.
Okay.
In like a garlic butter.
Okay.
With a chipotle kind of seasoning.
What is chipotle?
It is a smoked pepper.
Mm.
So I think it's a jalapeno.
Okay.
But dried and then smoked and then turned into
like a powder. Okay.
Uh-huh. So it's like a smoky flavor.
Interesting. And spicy or not really?
It is spicy. Not like overwhelmingly spicy, but definitely a spicy, smoky jalapeno flavor.
I feel like it's been described to me any number of times, but it doesn't stick in my head. What the hell is chipotle pepper?
It looks red when you get it in like a little spice jar.
Right.
And it's, if you've had like cayenne pepper, it's like if cayenne pepper just add a little smoke to it.
Okay. So like a smoky
cayenne pepper or a smoky paprika.
Right. All right. I was going to say smoked paprika and I was like,
you
no, that's
use a
different
lot of paprika.
Thing.
Yeah. I would replace a lot of things in my grandmother's recipes with paprika when people who don't eat spicy food are going to.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it's flavorful,
flavors,
but it's
but not,
not
too much spice.
Okay. That makes
it's like
sense.
Like a spicier paprika, actually, I would say is chipotle. That's probably the closest.
So you use this, you like to make a swordfish taco?
Yeah. And I do like a cabbage.
Okay.
With some pico de gallo and then tartar sauce mixed with chipotle.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
And tartar sauce is just mayonnaise, right?
Mayonnaise with some pickles in there.
Okay. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
But it kind of goes really well with the fish, I think. You know, obviously tartar and fish are made to be together. But that's how ours used to be. And then I've kind of changed the recipe over the years.
Wow.
I make a tartar slaw now.
Oh,
I mix
okay.
the tartar the or the cabbage with the tartar sauce.
Okay. Wow.
Kind of like a coleslaw.
Do you do anything so you're obviously a meat eater.
Mm, yes. Oh, yeah.
So what
I could do vegetarian stuff too.
Yeah, is there a vegetarian dish that you're good at?
Ooh, yes. I love doing bindi masala, which is okra curry.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of my grandmother's classics.
Yeah.
And that one's really good.
How do you make that? I love okra.
Oh, it's so good.
My grandmother made an amazing okra stew that was, whatever.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite vegetables. It's fun to cook.
You have to kind of be raised with it because it's slimy as all hell.
Yeah, that's the problem with it is it can be slimy if it
And if you're not used to it, you note it.
Yeah.
And you're sad.
You're like, what is this?
Why am I?
So with most curries, this is the way I do it. I think a lot of people do it slightly different, but I'll like turn on the oil really hot and then you fry in some onions, garlic, and maybe ginger.
Okay.
And kind of get that like golden brown. And then you kind of add with Indian food, a lot of it is about kind of awakening the spices.
Okay.
It's not just putting the spice in.
Right.
You want to like heat it up. So
okay.
At that point, you kind of throw in some of the spices.
Okay.
So on the hot oil before you throw any of the vegetables and tomatoes or anything like that in there.
Right.
So it kind of
like
almost
turmeric?
Smokes. Yeah, turmeric. Yeah. A lot of cayenne pepper.
Okay.
Cumin.
And cumin.
Cumin.
Sure. Puny cumin.
Cumin, yeah.
You are a puny cumin.
I used to never want to use like a spice that was already blended because I felt like it was not me cooking.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll use a couple like pre-blended like curry spices.
Oh, okay.
Like there's one I found in New York that I always order that I really like.
It's
great. Like a Bombay curry blend.
Yeah.
It's just delicious.
Works out just fine.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like fenugreek. I can't know how to say that, but that's in Indian food a lot.
Yeah, a lot of fenugreek.
Fenugreek, that's what it is.
There you go.
And then you throw in some onions.
Which is not fennel.
Yeah.
I don't know what fenugreek is.
It's
but
weird.
It's something else.
I've seen it in different forms, and it's always, I don't know what it is.
Right. But I will put it in stuff.
It tastes good when it's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you put in some tomatoes and then the okra, and you kind of let it melt all together.
Okay. And no meat.
No meat. No meat.
Yeah. My grandmother, her okra stew, a lot of meat. It was, she would usually use it would be like a lamb stew and she'd either do okra or green beans.
Mm.
And the green bean was called faslia, I think, whatever. And but it's I love okra.
Me too.
And I love a stew.
Yeah.
So do you do anything with beef or wait?
Beef?
Do you do anything with beef or lamb?
Lamb biryani. I like to do that. That's
another
Indian dish, which biryani, I don't know if you've ever had it. It's like a rice kind of just jumble of everything in the rice dish, which most cultures have a form of that.
You don't put it on top of the rice? You cook the rice with it?
Yeah, it's really fun to make because it's maybe the most like process.
Okay.
There's so many steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's really slow if you do it right. It almost could take like a day or two.
Right.
So you kind of almost, you're making a curry like with beef or lamb or chicken or whatever. You could use vegetables.
Yeah.
And you put it at the bottom and then you kind of layer it in this pot. Then you put like uncooked rice on top. And then you kind of drizzle some saffron milk or like milk and saffron on top with maybe some fried onions.
What?
And then you put that all in a pot and then you let it slowly cook so it all kind of.
You bake it?
Yeah. You slow bake it. Yeah.
Wow.
Which
that
like
sounds amazing.
In traditional like Indian dishes too, they'll like put dough around the edge of the pot to seal it all in.
Okay.
So that there's not even any air
steam
escaping or anything. It's kind of cool.
That is cool.
I've never done that part.
Right. Well, and pots are...
They close.
Yeah, close now. So I get it. You were making your own pots.
Yeah.
You needed to make sure that it was sealing them. That is hilarious. And... Okay, I'm talking to Ahmed Barucha, and you have a half-hour special coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Your comedy album just dropped when this
Almond
will go
Badoody
up.
On iTunes.
On iTunes and Amazon and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And
and on the 22nd, this Sunday.
Yep. 23rd?
Oh, maybe it's the 23rd.
Dream Corp?
Yeah. Dream Corp, LLC yeah. on Adult Swim Cartoon Network. I'll be in that show.
You'll be playing a character.
Yeah.
On that character.
Small little guy.
So, and you, oddly enough, your name, Ahmed Barucha, is your Twitter and Instagram
Twitter,
and all
Facebook,
the things.
Yeah, the whole thing. And all my website, AhmedBarucha.com.
And then, yeah, so go find him and go watch his stand-up. And I learned about different foods, you guys. So thank you so much for doing
the
show.
Thanks for having me. This was awesome.
Awesome. And you know the rules out there, Rangers. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?